It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest, good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen. Because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well. Welcome to the A Couple Cooks podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're glad you're here.
So today's show is a little bit about eating and a little bit about the inferiority complex that the Midwest has. Do you know about this?
You know, like when one of your podcast guests doesn't know the difference between Minneapolis and Indianapolis?
Hey, give her a break. No, but it's true that sometimes people may think that the coasts have it all going on and the middle of our country is just kind of a wasteland of cornfields.
But
we have a guest who wants to prove you wrong.
That's right. Later on, we're talking with Shelley Westerhausen, author of Vegetarian Heartland, and she has the double task of convincing you that you can make good Midwestern food without meat and that the Midwest is a place that you want to come and want to adventure.
So let's talk a little bit about the meat part of that equation. We talk about vegetarian recipes on this podcast a lot. We eat vegetarian a lot. So naturally,
I think we have a cookbook coming out. It's all vegetarian recipes.
A cookbook coming out that's vegetarian.
Pretty Simple Cooking, February 2018.
And so naturally, people ask us, oh, are you vegetarian? And we say, no, we're not. And that's very confusing to people. It's hard to describe, but I think now a lot more people are doing the flexitarian thing or the 90% vegetarian or the 80% vegetarian.
Or just the Monday night vegetarian.
Exactly. So just eating more vegetables in general, trying to eat meatless meals when you can. For us, we try to eat, what'd you say, maybe 85, 90% vegetarian.
I don't know if percents work for me. I would say we eat meat maybe one day a week.
Right. And so this past weekend, Alex, we went over to a friend's house and Alex had a humongous steak. And most people would be really surprised to know that, I think, judging off of all of our social media. But we've always been pretty transparent that we're not 100% vegetarian. We do eat vegetarian a lot. We cook vegetarian almost all the time. But we also leave space in our diet for times that we just are craving meat, which for Alex is a lot more than me, honestly.
All right. So you told me what you do, but you didn't tell me why you do that.
When we were first getting into cooking about 10 years ago, if you remember, Alex, we came across a book called Food Matters by Mark Bittman.
Food Matters.
And I think we've talked about this book on the podcast before. But he challenged us first to start cooking from scratch, eating all whole foods, which we decided to throw out all of our ancient dressings and crackers and start to make things from scratch, which was so fun and challenging and is something we still to do today. And then he also challenged us to eat a little bit less meat because it is good for our bodies in terms of health-wise. It's good to have lots of nourishing plants and colorful vegetables. And also it's a little bit lighter on the planet in terms of carbon footprint and environmental impact.
Which I know all that carbon footprint analysis can be complicated sometimes, but if you think about it in the simple aspect of if you grow a bean, are you going to feed that to you? Or are you going to feed it to a cow and then go through the whole system and then eat the cow? It just takes a lot more resources. Even just if you look at just basic water resources, a lot better if you just eat the plant in the first place.
And for us, it's been really a natural change. I think I never set out to become a vegetarian. I think back when we were growing up, there was a little bit of a stigma around it. And I think these days, a lot of people just are eating more and more vegetables and it's become something that's accessible. And that's why we started our website was we were trying to understand, okay, what does it mean to eat from scratch? What does it mean to eat whole foods? What does it mean to eat vegetarian on the regular? And it is something that has easily fit into our lifestyle without having to change who we are.
And I think there's that whole animal welfare part of it too. I know we watched documentary like Food Inc. and you see the horrors of factory farming and you want to know how to change. But if you don't know what to eat other than processed packaged meats, you don't know what to do. And so part of that for us was teaching ourselves how to eat well with vegetables. That way we didn't have to rely on the system that is kind of broken in ways where we don't even have any concept of where this meat is coming from. And there probably are some awful treatment going on with animals, some awful treatment going on with maybe workers in these plants. And so it's nice to know that that's not happening if you aren't eating meat. And so when we do, we try to maybe buy it from a farmer at the farmer's market or talk to the person at the meat counter and know where the meat came from, which is a bit more complicated. So opening a can of beans is sometimes just easier. So we'd like to hear from you. What percentage or number of days of the week do you try eating vegetarian? Let us know in the comments on our show notes at acouplecooks.com or maybe on Instagram or Facebook. We're A Couple Cooks.
Or you can always email me. As you know, I get to my inbox very frequently. I'm Sonia at acouplecooks.com. That's S-O-N-J-A. Or you can email Alex at acouplecooks.com.
So tell us, have you been maintaining inbox zero for this last 2 weeks?
In our last episode, Alex presented a life hack about how to stay on top of your emails. If you didn't listen, you can catch the last episode, which is number
44.
We'd love to hear if those tips helped you out.
You didn't answer that question.
Oh, that was a question for me?
Have you been maintaining inbox zero for the last 2 weeks?
You were asking our listeners.
You're like a politician over here.
You know what? I actually have been. I would say not every day do I go to bed with the little sun and clouds inbox zero icon, but I would say every few days I have that before I go to bed.
And how does it feel?
Amazing. Now let's get to our guest. We're talking with Shelley Westerhausen of the blog Vegetarian Ventures. She has written a cookbook called Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures. And she joined us to talk about everything from Midwest adventuring to eating vegetarian foods. Here's Shelley. Shelley Westerhausen, welcome to the A Couple Cooks podcast.
Thank you, Sonia. Thanks so much for having me.
So you are in Bloomington, Indiana, which is about an hour from where we are in Indianapolis. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Midwest because that's something you're passionate about. In the intro to your book, you say that the Midwest has self-esteem issues. So what does that mean?
So I was born and raised here in the Midwest. Other than a short time in Nashville, Tennessee, I've lived here my whole life. And I don't know, it just feels like a lot of people here are ready to get out, and then they get out and come back a couple years later and talk about how much they miss it. And a lot of bigger publications kind of just gloss over the Midwest, even though we've got really amazing restaurants and a really great culture scene, and we've got great music. And it just kind of feels like sometimes we get overlooked when we've got some really awesome things happening here.
That's right. And what are some of the awesome things that are happening?
So I'm here in Bloomington, Indiana, and we are a college town. So we have a really, we've got a really great food scene here, and we've got a really awesome music scene. And just like a lot of things that you don't really necessarily associate with the Midwest. I don't know if it's maybe just me, but I feel like some people think of like antiquing and like grandma activities for the Midwest, but we've got really, I mean, we live a couple
hours. Or shucking
hours
from, corn.
Yeah.
Cow tipping. Even,
yeah, exactly. And it's like, we actually have amazing cities. We've got art museums, we've got lakes, we've got beaches, and it's really pretty here. And people just think of us for our cornfields when we have these gorgeous forests and these beaches and caves and just like a lot of really cool stuff going on.
I couldn't agree with you more. I grew up in Minneapolis, and then I moved to Indiana when I went to college here and ended up staying in Indianapolis because I met a guy named Alex and he convinced me to stay in Indiana. And it is not somewhere I ever expected that I would live or love so much. And I always tell people how great Indianapolis is, how wonderful the people are here, the food scene, the arts. It's a happening place. And a lot of people are really surprised by that.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with, like, we're not being covered by the New York Times or, you know, the major magazines. And when really, I think some of our restaurants are just as good as the ones in New York or LA. And it's kind of, I mean, I travel a lot. So that's how I feel when I go to those places. I'm like, this is great. But I also know this really great Thai place a couple blocks away from my house that's also really amazing. And I just feel like sometimes people like don't realize that we've got that cool stuff going on here as well.
So tell me a little bit about your story. I think back in the day when you were growing up in the Midwest, there might not have been quite as much going on.
Yeah. So I grew up in a small town in Indiana. We lived about an hour from Chicago. But
what town is it, by the way?
Valparaiso.
Okay.
It's up by Lake Michigan. And when I was little, like there was a library, but we didn't have a Barnes and Noble. We didn't have a big bookstore or anything like that. And so when I became a vegetarian at 12, my parents didn't know how to feed me. I mean, we lived like wedged between two farms and I basically lived off of pasta and peanut butter for a lot of my early years. but basically since we lived pretty close to Chicago, when I was old enough in high school to take the train up to Chicago, we would go up there and I would go to these restaurants where I could actually have a main course that I didn't have to request to be vegetarian, and kind of saw a culture a little bigger than mine and that people were eating this way and not having any issues. And so I kind of would then take recipes I would see at restaurants up there and come back to my own kitchen in Indiana and redo them in a way that I thought that they were meant to be cooked.
And what's an example of a vegetarian main dish that you would eat in Chicago?
So in Chicago, there's this place called the Chicago Diner. It's an all vegan, or I'm pretty sure they might be just vegetarian. They might have some cheese diner, and they just have this like really amazing Reuben, and they have chili that's made with beans instead of meat. And they've got they've got these milkshakes that are just so good. And just like any of that stuff that you don't, like you're just so used to having in front of you and you don't realize that it's easy to just swap ingredients in to make it vegetarian. And so those were the kind of things I was like, I know what these are. I know what these foods are. I can make this at home.
Then did you decide you wanted to start a website to start sharing some of these recipes you were making?
So after high school, I moved down to Bloomington, Indiana to go to college, and it's obviously a much bigger community and it's a big food community. So when I moved down here, I was a little bit overwhelmed as a vegetarian because I was so used to not having any options that then I kind of almost had too many options. just because we have so many great restaurants and co-ops and grocery stores and health food stores and things like that I didn't have available to me. So I kind of started the blog to just like record these experiences and adventures. And it was kind of like back in the day, my blog was a lot of like, I went to this restaurant today, I tried this. And now I don't do that so much now that I'm in a different place. But it was more of a place for me to just kind of record this exploring of this new diet in a new area.
Which is interesting because I also went to Indiana University in Bloomington. And at the time, I was not clued into food in any way. I've mentioned on the podcast before that I was a classical musician. So that's what I was spending my time doing. And I did experiment with a few restaurants, but I was not utilizing Bloomington for the really amazing food community that it was. I was kind of holed up in my practice room and my studies instead of taking advantage of all the different food options.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy to get kind of sucked into campus and stay on campus when you're first living here and you're not used to the city. But since, I mean, I stayed here afterwards and I've been here for 6 years in addition to my school time. And you kind of, I see the city different now than when I saw it necessarily in college.
What are some of your favorite restaurants in town in Bloomington?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good ones. King Dough, they do pizza, which is really great. And then there's a really great Thai place here called Siam House. And our personal favorite is Indian food. Taste of India here is amazing. And then we also have a vegan diner called The Owlery, which I just was there a few minutes ago. Also so good.
Fun. So let's talk a little bit about your book. We've alluded to that already. It's called Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures. What inspired you to write this book?
What inspired me to write this book is that I have a lot of love for the Midwest, which I think is becoming pretty apparent in this interview. And as a vegetarian, I always get asked, like, oh, you're from the Midwest. What do you eat there? How are you a vegetarian? And I've been keeping up with a blog for 6 years now that's all about that. So I have plenty of like recipes to point people to. And I kind of just wanted to showcase that we actually do have a really great vegetarian scene here in Indiana or in the Midwest in general. It's a little different than the ones on the coast, but it really is happening and there's a lot going on with it. And just kind of show how a little bit how our vegetarian scene is a little bit different than the rest of the countries and how we cook a little bit differently.
And what's different about the vegetarian scene in the Midwest versus the coast?
So for our vegetarian scene, it definitely seems like we have a little bit more influence on the homeland and our earth, if that makes sense. We have brutal winters. We have really brutal winters and really hot summers. And so we're not going to have a lot of the raw food bars that you'll find out in California or, you know, somewhere where it's really hot. And so another thing is we also have a lot of cozy food. So it's a lot of like twists on Sloppy Joes and just like things that you grew up with. And then we've managed to make vegetarian in some way. I think there's a lot more like cozy food vibes to what we have versus upscale. We don't have a lot of upscale vegetarian restaurants necessarily that are super popular right now.
Can you give me a couple examples from your book of cozy vegetarian takes or takes on comfort food that are meatless?
Yeah, definitely. There's a sloppy, I call it Sloppy Janes, and they're a take on Sloppy Joes, and they're made with beans and then walnuts, and the walnuts give it this really great crunch that you wouldn't expect. Another one is I've got like deep dish pizza in there that's inspired by a Chicago deep dish pizza, and I've got lettuce wraps. Oh, I've got like chorizo and spiced lentils. So we're using chorizo flavors in linguines and kind of just a different mix on that.
Those caught my eye, actually. What would you serve those with?
When I make those, what I usually do is then just fry an egg and put the egg on top and then, and I'll saute some greens maybe for the side if I'm wanting to go that far. But a lot of times I'll just put an egg on it and call it a breakfast.
Nice. Yeah. So Alex and I had been paging through the book and we had a friend of ours page through the book and just see what caught his eye. And all three of us were like, chorizo spiced lentils. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so delicious. Another recipe I was going to mention is my hoagie sandwiches, which is part of the camping chapter. Those are just really simple sandwiches that I personally grew up with all the time. And so I really loved being able to make a vegetarian version of those.
You mentioned the camping chapter. So your cookbook is a little different than other cookbooks that I see where it's kind of themed around some adventures. Can you explain a few of those for our listeners?
Yeah. So the name of the book is Vegetarian Heartland, but there's a lot of sub themes in it, I guess, because I'm a very indecisive person. I couldn't pick one thing, but I kind of wanted to also showcase the Midwest in a way to show that there's a lot going on here and there's a lot you can be doing with your food here. So the chapters are broke down into adventure. So for example, there's a farmer's market chapter, there's a camping chapter, a hiking chapter, a snowed in chapter, and I just kind of grouped it that way, almost around activities that you can do around food.
Yeah, that's something that's unique that I haven't seen in a lot of books. So I really enjoyed that. And your recipes are so creative. Your photography is gorgeous. And it's just really inspiring to think about making some of these really fresh takes on meatless meals.
Yay. Thank you.
So I want to change gears a little bit and talk about another publication that you've done that's not a cookbook. It's a little bit non-traditional. It's called Driftless. Can you tell us about it?
Of course. Yeah. So Driftless is a Midwest magazine. It's a lifestyle oriented, so it's very general. I co-founded it with Leah Fithian 3 or 4 years ago now. And it just like everything is, the only theme is the Midwest. So it's everything from recipes to city guides, artist features, anything Midwest related. It was kind of like our take on Sunset Magazine or, you know, one of those coastal magazines. We don't really have anything like that here in the Midwest. So we're trying to just kind of bring awareness to cool things going on around here.
So part of your title could really be Midwest advocate, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I definitely
a professional Midwest advocate.
Yeah. Can someone pay me for that? Is there someone I can contact about that?
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Shelley. Where can our listeners follow your journey?
So you can find me at vegetarianventures.com. I'm also on Instagram at vegetarianventures and Facebook at vegetarianventures.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from all of our Midwest listeners on this podcast, and we'll let you know what everyone says, Shelley. But thank you so much for advocating for the Midwest. And again, Vegetarian Heartland will come out on June 21st?
20th.
Very June close. 20th. All right. Thanks again, Shelley.
Yeah, thanks, Sonia.
Well, I think you were so convinced after that interview last week with Shelley that you decided you need to have an adventure of your own, and you took us up to the Chicago Diner.
That's right. We happened to be in Chicago. And so since Shelley had mentioned the Chicago Diner and we had never been there, we made sure to check it out. It was fabulous. The food was all diner food, vegetarian and vegan. Alex had a really delicious sandwich.
That's right. I had a Reuben. They're kind of proving that vegetarian food doesn't have to be healthy. It was giant and fatty and oily and covered in, I don't know, all sorts of sauce served with fries. It was delicious.
It was incredible. I don't know if any of our listeners do this with your partner, but whenever I order, I always realize that Alex ordered the better thing. And so I should eat at least 7 bites or more of what he's eating. Which always makes him very frustrated with me. So I ate quite a bit of that sandwich as well.
So the interesting thing I think about the Chicago Diner and how a lot of us think about vegetarian food versus how you and I cook is that we generally don't try to replace meat with some sort of soy substitute meat product.
Right. We don't cook with a lot of tofu or tempeh or seitan. Because we try to be creative, and that's exactly what Shelley does as well. Working with vegetables and natural whole foods, beans, legumes, whole grains, that type of thing, versus using something that's kind of a stand-in substitute. So in that vein, we actually have a Reuben sandwich on our website, a recipe that we wanted to share with you.
And for this recipe, you say Reuben, it has all that wonderful meat on it. But instead, we just took all that flavor and basically made a grilled cheese with all those Reuben flavors.
Right. So there's a Russian dressing, a homemade Russian dressing, which is the best part, right? It's the mayo, shallot, pickle, ketchup mixture, which is basically Alex's favorite food, right?
Well, if you add sauerkraut, it's basically Alex's favorite food.
Right. So then there's some sauerkraut, and then we've got some Swiss cheese on there and rye bread toasted up. It is not as meaty, but definitely as flavorful.
All right, then, Sonia, one last challenge for you before we go. This has a little bit of cheese on it, a little bit of protein, but what would you do to round out a meal if you just had a grilled cheese for dinner?
I would probably add a salad and maybe make sure the salad has some nuts or seeds, something like that, that has some protein that's going to keep you full, and loads of vegetables, which also can help to fill your belly. I think that's probably my top pick.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like rather than trying to have one giant chunk of protein, we like to spread it out. There's more protein in all those vegetables than you think. You just need to eat a bit more.
Well, we hope you try out our vegetarian Reuben. We also have another recipe for you quickly. It's from Shelley's book, and it's called Coconut Curry Shakshuka, which is basically eggs cooked in tomato sauce. And in this recipe, the shakshuka is a curry, which I had never had before. So it's basically a coconut curry, and you cook eggs on top of it. And it was incredible. Super flavorful and delicious. We made it for a brunch the other day, and it was fabulous. So we'll place a link to that recipe in the show notes as well. We are also excited to announce that we are giving away one of Shelley's books, Vegetarian Heartland. We're partnering with Chronicle Books to give away one copy. Also, with that copy, you will receive a delicious artisan barbecue spice blend made by Shelley herself.
Yum. So to enter, just head over to this episode at acouplecookspodcast.com and enter a comment there on this podcast page, episode 45, and let us know the adventure you would like to have or have had in the Midwest.
So if you head over to our podcast page, acouplecookspodcast.com, click that link to our episode, and then Alex will have that question right there waiting for you so that you can enter this giveaway.
And as always, you can find all of our recipes at acouplecooks.com. Just look for search in the top bar, and you can find hundreds of delicious vegetarian recipes, maybe a few flexitarian recipes in there as well. And you can always find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Couple Cooks.
We'll talk to you next time.